looking for a worthy adversary. I've been looking for a worthy adversary, someone I can lock horns with, because although my life makes more sense when I'm alone, it's not nearly as interesting. I've been looking for a worthy adversary, someone I could battle to the death with, because it can't be about love, you see. Love can't exist on the terms I demand. It's never that pure. I've been looking for a worthy adversary, so I slither up to you like a snake as you sit there on the corner of the bar drinking your gin and tonics, and I tempt you with a golden apple. But all I was offering you was fruit from the tree of knowledge. I didn't know how willing you were to take from that tree. I'm not used to that, you know. Did you know you'd need to come back for more? Did you know what you were getting into? Well, I didn't know you'd have a thing or two to teach me, too. And did I know I'd need to come back for more? And did I know what I was getting into? Because as I've been looking for a worthy adversary, all this time I've been playing a part, an actress on a stage, spouting the lines on cue. And that role was getting tiresome, and those stage lights still came on night after night, and I still had to play my part. Until on my night off, I saw your performance at the theater down the street, and you know, your protagonist was doing what I was doing, right down to faking it with people who don't matter, right down to going home and still feeling empty. And you know, I like to see that boiling emotion underneath that no one else could see, because only I had the knowledge to know what that emotion really means. And you know, I'm beginning to wonder if we could get together and write our own play. It would be a masterful performance, you know. And as the curtains would close, we'd hold each other's hands and walk off the stage, and the audience would know that there is a happy ending. And now when I walk out onto the set, there you stand in front, stage left. I wait for my cue to make my move. None of the rest of the scene matters to me, you know. Maybe they'd like our little play. Maybe they wouldn't. Who really cares? Because even though I came to you and tempted you, you now tempt me and tease me and torment me and tell me everything that I was too afraid to believe and show me the knowledge that always escaped me. And when you talk, you reach your hand into my brain and pull out my thoughts and shove them back into your mouth and spit them back at me. And instead of filling me with terror, it fills me with joy. I've been looking for a worthy adversary, and maybe you are much more than that. I've heard the words you say to me before. I've said them to myself many times. But why do they sound so much better coming from you? I have been looking for a worthy adversary, someone I could lock horns with, but now I'm no longer locking horns. Now it just seems I don't have to fight the battle alone. Now it seems that there's no battle to fight. We know what all the lines from our play really mean, and now we're just performing for no one. Now we're just ourselves, and now it's just understanding, and we don't even have to speak. And now every day is Valentine's Day, and now it's like candy and flowers and springtime and hearts and cupids and sunshine. And you know, it's scary. These cliches are actually beginning to make sense. I guess that's what the Tree of Knowledge does to you. So, this is what's been going on in my mind, and now I've just spilled out my guts, and now I'm just a puddle on the floor. But now my performance of a lifetime is done. I stand here like a statue and wait for my applause. And as I wait for the reviews on the performance I was made for, I know what they're going to say, and none of it matters anymore. Because I know what you are going to say. because it's everything I want to say. Because now it's time for you to take my thoughts again and shove them into your mouth again and spit them back at me again. And now I wait for you to come on stage again for our next wonderful performance, where we have our happy ending, where you tell me what I already know.